Good morning. Let's enter into a time of worship as we hear the prelude. Welcome all of you this morning on this Lord's Day. I have one announcement to make before I turn it over to Susie and Melissa. They have announcements today. Today we are recognizing Service Sunday in the Church of the Brethren. And what I decided to do was to focus this morning's message on the Brethren in service. And so we're going to be right before the sermon. We're going to have a recognition. Earl's going to get up here, and Susie are going to recognize the history of this church when it comes to service and recognize some of the folks that served. So just be aware that we're going to be doing that in the service today. At this time, I'll turn it over to Susie. She has a few announcements this morning.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Mission Fellowship is starting our own Super Bowl out on the table back there, which there will be a giant can eventually. We are starting today and through the whole month of September or February. We're collecting soup and any other food items for the sharing cupboard. Also, there is a sign-up sheet now for the Mennonite Central Committee Workday, which everybody had a great time in September, and they asked, can we do it again? So I got a date, March 30th, and it's from 9 to 12, and it's for anybody ages 7 to adult, and we only work from 9 to 12. and we will carpool, and we will be meeting here in the parking lot at 8:15, and hopefully nobody will get lost this time. And we need at least 15 people, and it's a fun day. So now this is our mission, so thank you.
Melissa has an announcement this morning.
Good morning. So in your bulletin, there is an insert for Voice of Martyr conference. And the Voice of Martyrs is an organization that works with persecuted Christians all over the world. And they're having a conference in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania on March 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register and to attend is free. And what they have there is they have several people from all over the countries, or different countries, talk about what's going on in their countries and how the Christians are being persecuted. And they also have a time for worship also. So if you're interested in going, this is something to really learn what's going out and happening in the world in Christians, to happen to Christians. And if you're interested, you can register for free. Also, if you're interested in going, there's a sign-up sheet out in the back in the gathering place. This is just for me to know who wants to go, and we can meet here in the morning of that day, and we can all carpool, hopefully, and go together. The only thing you would have to pay for is lunch that day. Thank you.
Do we have any other announcements this morning? Let's all stand as we sing our opening hymn. Standing on the Promises, number 147.
Spirit,
join me in the responsive call to worship this morning? Generous Lord, you ask us here today to worship together on this service Sunday. We remember that Jesus did not become man to be served as an earthly king. He became flesh to serve others and to sacrifice for us all. Your generosity is lavish, and your promises are great and precious. We come to raise you and build up our faith in you as a community. We now also focus on the other qualities that you ask us to strive toward for others' development. We commit to make every effort to add to our faith and to not forget that we have been cleansed of our sins because of your grace. We strive to grow in our faith, expand our knowledge of Christ, and search for ways to serve in your name. Let us pray. Gracious and generous God, we give you praise and glory for this time of worship this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you came as a human, as one Lord who served us in so many ways. And in response, Lord, you willingly died for our sins. We thank you for that salvation we have in Jesus' name. And as Jesus gave his life to serve us, we serve you, Lord, in service in the church today. Be with us today as we recognize our service witness as a Church of the Brethren and as a congregation here. We thank you for the many who have served, who have given their time and gifts in servicing the church and communities around us here, Lord. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct us this Sunday as we worship you. May everything that we do be pleasing in your sight, to give you all praise, honor, glory. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This time the senior choir will be singing "We Are the Church." Join me in the offertory statement from 1 Chronicles 16:28-29. As we give our offerings to the Lord this morning, let us read the word of the Lord from 1 Chronicles 16:28-29. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the gifts that you have given us. We thank you especially for the gift of salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. And Lord, as you have freely given yourself, your salvation to us, we give our lives, our ministry, our tithes and offerings back to you. Bless these offerings which we lay on your altar today, Lord. May they go to help those in need, to provide for the ministry that our church provides. We pray that you continue to give us a heart to give to you, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time, the children can go to Children's Church, and our offertory hymn is Make Me a Blessing, number 177. The ushers can come forward as we take up our morning offering.
Thank you.
Senior choir will next sing "You Raise Me Up." In your bulletins, you'll see a listing of names we need to remember in prayer. And as we come to our God in prayer, I want to give you an update on a few people we need to lift up in prayer. We need to remember Leroy Hartraft, who had surgery, successful surgery, this week, and he is at Penn State Health, St. Joseph's Medical Center in Hershey, in Reading, I'm sorry. also, keep Nettie Crawl in prayer. She's experienced a time her health is failing, so keep her in prayer and the family in prayer. Also, I got this request also that we need to remember our farmers right now. Understand that the times are very challenging. for farmers right now with the prices and things like that. So we need to lift up our farmers and remember them in prayer. In your bulletins also, each week we pray for a particular church in our district, and this week we're praying for the Palmyra Church of the Brethren, and the Anvil Church of the Brethren is praying for us. Let's come to our God in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, as we come to you in worship, we come, Lord, because we are not worthy of your grace. None of us, Lord, are worthy because the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God, we also know that your word says when we ask for forgiveness, when we confess our sins, you are grateful and you will forgive us our sins. We thank you so much, Lord, that you are a God who loves us and forgives us in spite of who we are. We thank you, Lord, for this special Sunday where we recognize all the people who are giving their time and lives over to servicing those in need. We pray that we would continue as a Church of the Brethren, as a congregation, we would continue to keep our service ministry active and alive within our community, Lord, not to give us a name for ourselves, not to lift us up, Lord, but because, Lord, you have commanded us to help those in need. We lift up, Lord, the many people that are listed this morning for prayer concerns, Lord. Lord, you know each one of our needs this morning, Lord. We lift them to you this morning. We pray especially for Leroy Hartraft, Lord, who had surgery. We pray for your continuing healing as he recovers from surgery. We thank you, Lord, for the family, Lord, who's so faithful around Leroy. We lift them up to you this morning in prayer. We want to remember Nettie Kroll at this time, Lord, who is kind of failing in health. Her mind is still good, Lord. We thank you that we still have her, Lord God. We pray that you would be with the family and Nettie during this time. Lord, just give them your support. We pray that we as a church would give all these, Lord, who are going through difficult times, give them support right now. This morning, Lord, we want to remember our farmers right now, Lord, who are dealing with a hard time economically, Lord God. We pray, Lord, that in some way that you would provide them with blessings, Lord, that only you can provide, Lord. Help our farmers and us to put our faith in you during these times, Lord, to know, Lord, that you're God who has this. We pray, Lord, for your help for our farmers at this time. We pray for the others that were mentioned this morning, and we lift each one of them in prayer this morning. We lift up this morning the Palmyra Church of the Brethren for this church not too far from us, Lord. We pray for the ministry that Palmyra does. Bless the pastors there, those who are in leadership, Lord. Bless them. Bless the church's ministry that they do. May you continue to uphold them and help them, Lord, to be the witness and do the ministry that you want them to do. We pray that you continue to guide us during this time of worship, Lord, that everything that we say and do would be for your honor and glory. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time, I'm going to ask the ones in the sound system to show a video, and before they show that, I just want to say a word about what we're going to be recognizing. When we talk about brethren service, we're talking about a lot of ministries. We're talking about ones who have been in brethren volunteer service. We're talking about ones who've been on brethren disaster relief work projects, other work projects, missionary work. And we're talking way back, we're talking about before there was brethren volunteer service, there was like alternative service, like seagoing cowboys and ones who served because they could not think it was right to serve in war. So we're recognizing all those, Lord, who have been in service. And the one we're going to be looking at now is from the Church of Brethren website on Brethren Work Camps. Brethren Work Camps are, there are many of them, and they're all over the country, and I'm just going to have us look at this video and see more about that.
Of knowing that you're helping other people's lives be better.
It's just fun to grow closer to one another and to serve God as we're doing it.
You're in a whole different area with people you don't know, and you get to meet new people, and helping everybody's kind of cool. And you're meeting the people you're helping, and the look on their faces when you're done is worth everything.
Work camps are a week-long service opportunity for junior high, senior high, and young adults. We offer them all over the United States and internationally each summer. We also offer work camps for intergenerational and We Are Able work camp for those with intellectual disabilities.
I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now because I know that when we're finished, people are going to have a really nice home to live in.
It's hard work, but we get it done, so it's fun.
You guys.
One of my favorite things about work camps is to see the difference that a week of work camps makes, coming out of their shell, taking on leadership responsibilities sometimes, and learning to know other youth from other places.
I've been able to not only meet new friends and get to be able to work with them, but also to be able to experience a culture that is very different from the one that I am used to living in.
Bonded with a lot of people and have done a lot of hard work, but it's definitely been worth it. It's really been a fun experience.
It's just the whole community of love for the Muslims. It's just great to be part of it.
So that is just one of the ministries that is that the Brethren Service is involved in. And this morning I asked Susie Dundor and Earl Liske to talk a little bit about the involvement that this church has had over the years and some of the service opportunities that are available. At this time, I asked Susie to come forward.
There's so many opportunities in the Brethren Church. I was participating in the Brethren World Mission down in the Dominican, and that was the first time I flew, so that was an experience in itself. And being away from home that far, that was first time for that. But we had a great time. It was very unusual. We did vacation Bible school with underprivileged children. The only problem is their churches are like our shed out there, concrete little sheds, and that's their church with benches. And it was kind of funny. We were in the middle of a sugarcane field, and there sat a church. And while we were having vacation Bible school, here runs a turkey, here runs a pig, here runs a flock of chickens. You know, you had not just children, you had animals too. So that was kind of an experience, but it was fun. And I'd do it again. And also, we have so many missionaries in different countries. The Dominican, we have in Sudan, we have Nigerian, Janatu was here as a student minister, and that was an interesting time with him, too, that he couldn't understand that we would have fields of corn for animals, and with all the people that didn't have food. He said, look at how much people we could feed with all those fields of corn, that he didn't understand that. And we have a missionary in Vietnam. And also for work camps, we had the youth go to Massachusetts. Was that last year? And they went to New York City to feed the hungry. When I was a youth, we did a local one. Now it's just down in Philadelphia. We made bag lunches, and we fed the unfortunates down there in Philadelphia. And that was an experience, too. Like, don't go into their boxes. You know, if you go into their boxes, that's a fight. So we learned that quick. So there's so many different things that you can do. There's even local stuff that you don't even have to go that far away. Usually in February, they have Paul Bunyan Days at Camp Sotara. They have a work day that you can help clean or fix a cabin or whatever you or decide to do. So it doesn't have to be far away in another state. You can do things locally. So if you want to see more work camps and work days, just go on the website at brethren.org, and you'll see a whole list of everything that you can do.
Good morning. I just want to give a list of the names of the people that went on a lot of the trips. And after I'm done with my list, I'd like you to stand. Those folks that went on trips. It started way, way back 1972, I'm going to think. We went up to Wilkes-Barre area for the flood of Agnes. And that was, I think, our first trip. Is that right, Lois and Glenn? Where's Glenn? Glenn? Is that right, Glenn? Was that our first trip? Yeah. Okay, back in 1972. Oh, you do? Okay. So Glenn Hasser and the late Kermit Oxenreiter are the ones that got this started. And that was quite some time ago, and we have had a bunch since. And Glenn and the late Ray Dondor did a whole lot of work together in getting these mission trips together. So I'm going to read names off. Glenn Hassinger, Ray Dondor, Landis Heaston, Jackie Doner and the late Neil Doner, Joyce Wagner, Susie Dondor, of course, Eleanor and Bud Brubaker, Dennis Brubaker, Jose Torres, Matt Sanchez, Dean and Katrina Wagner, Melissa Wilson, Ken and Amelia Gross, Ken Liskey, Crystal Liskey, Kate Liskey, Joanne Houts. They went to Belize, out of the country, and had a mission trip to Belize. Also at the Dominican Republic, we have, did I say Linda Zimmerman? I'm sorry if I didn't. Linda Zimmerman. The Dominican trip was Weston Faust. Is that right? Okay. Lindsay and Seth Diamond. We had Brett Lentz, Jay and Brenda Lentz. And then the Boston trip, we had Leslie Furman, Bob Knoll, and I heard you had a nickname. What was it? Papa Bob or something? Papa Bob. Anyway, Matt Torrey and Nate Sanchez, Abby Zimmerman and Paige Thomas. And way back, I think before they were married, Dick and Verna Forney went to BVS. Did I miss anyone that's been on a trip? To put your hand up if I did. Would those people please stand? Let's give him a round of applause. Okay, Glenn. Incidentally, we are going on a trip September 22nd to the 28th, through the 28th. I need one person yet, so if anybody would like to go, it's probably down to South Carolina. I'm not sure which town yet. Melissa, did you hear anything? What town we're going to? Okay. Okay. We'll keep you informed. Okay, guys.
I just want to tell you about an episode that happened when we went to 40 Fork, which is a suburb of Wilkes-Barre after the flood. We had gone up, and there were five or six cars from Myerstown had gone up. And Carl Wanger came to me one day and said, do you want to take a bus load up? They had bought a bus because their children were involved in FFA and had traveled all to different places. And I said, sure, that's fine. So on a Saturday, we loaded up the bus and went up to 44. It worked all day. And on the way home, we loaded up, and we were coming down to 44. And I was behind Gene Langer, or Gene Lessig, who had a pickup truck, because he had taken some supplies up. Somehow or other, a car got between Gene and myself, and we were coming out, and we came to a grade, and down at the bottom of the grade, there was an intersection with a red light, and the light was green, and just as Gene got there, it turned yellow, and he went through, and I thought the car was going to go through, so I kept going. All of a sudden, he jammed on his brakes, and I did too, but I didn't stop. And we kept going and going, and after a while, I thought, I'm going to hit him. And I did, and I mean, did it ever crack? So I said, oh, boy, I probably put his trunk in his back seat. Well, I got out and looked, and here a priest got out of the car, then another priest, and another priest. There were six priests in that car. We looked it over. There wasn't a dent, a scratch, or anything. And to this day, I don't know if it was because of the Catholics or the Brethren that God looked over us. But he certainly did, because there was no damage, and to this day, I'm thankful. But thanks to Carl for the use of your bus. And I don't know if I ever told you that or not, but now you know.
Thank you, Glenn, and for all those who have shared this morning. It's good to know that this church has quite an involvement in service. That leads to our scripture text today. The scripture text that was chosen for Service Sunday is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. It's talking about fruitful growth in the faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, right, 2 Peter is towards the end, right before Revelation. Hear the word of the Lord. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God add a blessing in the reading of his holy word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, which shows us how to live our lives for you. I pray that you would guide every word that I speak in the meditation of my heart, that you be glorified, Jesus, and God uplifted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many times have you ever said these words in your life? What am I doing with my life right now? Is this all there is in my life? I remember when I graduated from high school, I remember how I felt. I was relieved. Relieved to be out of school. And at that time in my life, college was the last place I wanted to be because I got such terrible grades in high school. I really didn't care for school at that time. And the best news for me at that time was to know that I would never have to take another test again. And for me, my job in the furniture factory, which was my first job ever, that was my life, I thought. That was my calling. And so that was my plan after high school, to work in our local furniture factory in the town of Telford for the rest of my life at $2.10 an hour at that time. But after about a year of working at the furniture factory, I was thinking, what am I doing with my life? Is this all there is? How many times have we said that? And then one night, I was at church, a choir practice at church, and I saw a pamphlet for Brethren Volunteer Service. I picked up the pamphlet, looked it over, talked it over with my parents, and I decided to apply, and I served 1 year in Brethren Volunteer Service. And as I look back at that decision, which was over 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, after that decision I made to join BVS, I saw that as my first step in Brethren service, which led me to where I am today. I spent 1 year in Brethren Volunteer Service. Following that year of BVS, I worked 2 years at the Brethren Service Center in New Windsor, Maryland, driving a relief truck. And the older I get, the more time I have to look back at those years, the more I see that was such an important time in my life because I was in service for the church and for the Lord. And I just saw how important that decision was because it led me into, I believe, where I am today in ministry. And in your, if you have your inserts, the first point that I have down in your inserts, when someone participates in Brethren service, that is a calling from God. It can be as simple as going on a work camp for a week. It can be, you know, being 2 years in Brethren Volunteer Service. It is a calling from God. All service to God is a calling from God. For example, I want us to look at the mission statement that I have for Brethren Disaster Ministries. Brethren Disaster Ministries is part of the service that we have in the Church of the Brethren. And some of you here in the church may have served in a work project. And I want you to look at Brethren Disaster Ministries' mission statement, if we could have that on the screen. Here is the mission statement for Brethren Disaster Ministries. It's inspired by Jesus. Brethren Disaster Ministry focuses on rebuilding homes, caring for children, providing international relief by engaging our volunteers, supporters, and partners to serve communities recovering from disaster. When you read that mission statement from Brethren Disaster Ministries, that should tell you that any work project serves as the hands and feet of Jesus. That is a calling from God, because you're doing what Jesus wants you to do. And in your Bibles, I'd like for us to look at Matthew 25, verses 35 to 36. This is a well-known passage when it comes to service. Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 and 36. These are the words of Jesus. Jesus says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." And so notice what Jesus says. When you do all these things, you do it to me. You do it to Jesus. So that tells us that we don't do service to make a name for ourselves. You do service because it pleases our Lord. To do service for the Lord is a higher calling than anything else we can do. Let me repeat that. To do service for the Lord is a higher calling than anything else we can do. And that's something that our world and our society doesn't understand. Because our world and society focuses on advancing our careers. And there's nothing wrong with advancing your career. That's good. But when you look at your career, that sometimes that's going to clash with where God wants you to go when it comes to service. Service focuses on advancing the Christian walk in the kingdom of God. And these two worlds, the career and the service, those two worlds sometimes clash. I'll give you an example. When I worked and served at the Brethren Service Center in Maryland, I was driving a tractor trailer, a long-distance truck driver was called. We would drive to many churches across the country. Myerstown was one of them. That's the first time I actually came to the Myerstown Church of the Brethren was when I drove here to pick up the relief clothing back in 1980. We would go around to all the churches, pick up relief clothes, take them back to New Windsor, Maryland, where they were processed and put in bales. Some of you maybe were down there at New Windsor, Maryland, processing clothing. You know what that's like. But I was only 21, 22 years old at the time. I just started driving truck, and at that time, I confess, I was more focusing on advancing my career as a truck driver rather than seeing that this is actually a service for the Lord. In fact, I remember we had some drivers at New Windsor who complained that they didn't get paid enough at the New Windsor Service Center like other companies would, like Roadway, you know, some of these big companies. Well, we're saying, well, this is a Brethren Service Center. It's a nonprofit organization. Okay, you have to understand that it's a higher calling. When you drove truck for Church World Service, I found out, it was not the same as driving, for example, for Roadway. So therefore, we had some drivers who would quit after a short time in order to drive for another company with higher pay. And so those drivers really didn't know what the higher calling of God was and their service to the church through the Lord. And then I remember sometimes we would have BVSers who would help us in the truck. They would ride with us and unload these bales of clothing in the docks of Baltimore. Now, you have to remember, when I was in BVS, BVSers got a whopping $20 a month pay. That's what you got. You got $20 a month, which amounts to a yearly salary of $240 a year. So gives you an idea of what BVSers went through at that time. But anyway, we had a BVSer with us. We were unloading our truck in the docks of Baltimore, and the dock workers there were kind of a rough bunch of guys. They would take the pallets of clothes that we would unload and they would ship them away. And so one day we're unloading the truck, and we had a BVSer with us. And this dock worker was watching us unload. And he said to us, "I don't get it." He was watching us work, and he says, I just don't get it. He says, "Why does this BVSer unload all these bales of clothing, and why doesn't he get paid?" And so he explained to him that this is a service to the poor. This is a service for the church, and we're all doing this for the work of Jesus. But I'm not sure if it really sunk in to the guy. We're explaining that it was a higher calling from God, which leads to the second point in your inserts. When someone participates in brethren service, you are advancing God's purpose and God's kingdom. In other words, to be a Christian is more than just listening to a sermon every Sunday. It is going out and living out the sermon that you hear each week. It's going out into our neighborhoods and helping those in need. In fact, we had this snowstorm this past week, and we had a couple cars that were stuck going on Ladybug Drive right outside my home. They couldn't get up, and so two neighbors and I push the car up, you know, things like that. You know, living out what we hear each Sunday is important. This leads to our scripture text for today. If you want to turn to our text from 1 Peter, and Peter talks about what it means to do service in the Lord. Peter is really someone who is not what I call a minimum requirement Christian. Peter is someone who is a Christian to the max. He's someone who wants to make the most out of his calling as a Christian. He tells us, if you look at verse 5, be diligent and add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. And I listed in your bulletin inserts those qualities that I'd like to briefly go over. Peter says you need to have each one of these qualities in order to be a good witness. He says, add to your faith virtue. Now, what's virtue? Virtue refers to strength and courage. Strength and courage is virtue. Then he says knowledge. Knowledge means knowledge of Christ, knowledge of Christ's ways. He says you need to have self-control. Self-control is a denial of evil schemes, the denial of evil schemes. Perseverance, another word for perseverance is patience. It's being steadfast in trials. Whenever you go through a trial, you need that perseverance. Godliness refers to love for God and his standards. And finally, Peter says to put on brotherly kindness, which refers to doing good for fellow believers. And then Peter says, and this is his main point, if you add these qualities in your walk, in your Christian life, you will bear fruit for the Lord. Others will see that you are Christian. He says you'll not be useless. You'll be productive in practical ways because you'll be partakers of the divine nature of God. And that should be a motivating force for each one of us this morning. We should all strive to be maximum Christians in our witness. We should all press forward. We should all want to advance God's kingdom, beginning with where we're at in our witness and our service. Third point in your inserts, service requires a sacrifice that you and I are willing to make. Service requires a sacrifice that you and I are willing to make. Just like Jesus sacrifices life for you and me, whenever we do service in Jesus' name, it requires a sacrifice. You need to sacrifice your time and sometimes your luxury. Sometimes people have the wrong motive for service. I remember one time I heard that BVS, Brethren Volunteer Service, was thinking of having a service project in Hawaii. And suddenly there were all these people who wanted to join BVS because they thought, you know, this is a nice free trip for me to go to Hawaii. Well, that's the wrong motive. Wrong motive for joining BVS. Besides, if you look at Brethren Disaster Ministry projects, they're not necessarily in these vacation spots of the world. They're in places like New Jersey and Binghamton, New York, and Harrisburg. You know, there's not these garden spots. Okay, so you just need to remember that. But people who have served, for example, people who have served in Brethren Volunteer Service, they sacrifice a lot. They sacrifice their jobs. They sacrifice their careers. And for those BVSers who join after they retire, some of them even sacrifice their homes. They sell them and join Brethren Volunteer Service. Others who have joined BVS, and this is what I heard, and this is what I have experienced with others who have been in BVS, they use this cliche, and they say, I joined BVS to find myself. In other words, they're not sure where God is going to lead them, but they know they want to serve somewhere. And so they're not sure what opportunities will come their way. And really, they go out in faith, not knowing what the future holds, but they know they're in service for a Lord. And if you ever go into a work camp or work project, more than likely, you're going to come back changed. You're going to go and see poverty that you've never seen before here in Myerstown. And so you're going to come back with a different perspective. And then when you come back, that will inspire you to do more, to serve locally. This is all part of the calling whenever we choose to serve. God will change your life. God will change your outlook and change your faith. Fourth, in your inserts, when you do service, it will deepen your faith in the Lord. When you do service, it will deepen your faith in the Lord. Service helps those who are in need. And in the process, we who do service change and grow in our faith. Now, Earl and Glenn were talking about Hurricane Agnes in 1972. I remember my parents also went and served after Hurricane Agnes. They went to Wilkes-Barre. And I'll never forget when my mother came back. She came back and she just couldn't believe what she saw. She saw these homes that were destroyed, and she said, you know what we're going to do? We as a family, we're going to fast. We're going to fast for all these victims who have lost their homes in Wilkes-Barre. And I remember she put out a glass jar, and put it on our supper table for when we had guests. She put on there, you know, this is for the flood relief victims, and then people would go ahead and put their donations in. It was the first time that she said we would ever fast, first time we ever fast, because of what she went through. It deepened her faith in the Lord. Service is ministry in Jesus' name. I want us to conclude by looking at 2 Peter 1:10 to 11, where Peter says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Peter is talking about your walk in Christ, your faith in Christ. He's talking about living your life as a witness of your faith. He's talking about letting your light, letting your example from Jesus shine towards others. And that's what service is in Jesus' name is. It's exactly like that. It is exactly letting your light for Christ shine as they see your example. Service is leading people to Jesus Christ. And in the work service, we who have participated are changed for his glory. May we all be servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is not just for those who have gone, but we collectively as a church, may we all be seen as people, as servants of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be devoted to that higher calling of service. And may we as a church keep our mission focused on serving those who are in need. And may our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your example that you have set before us. We thank you for the challenge that you gave us as a church and as Christians to serve those who are in need. We pray that we as a church would ever be mindful, and may we continue the ministry of service in your name. And we pray that that would cause us, Lord, to be more active in our walk and active in our faith and to grow in our faith. And help us, Lord, to give you all the praise, honor, and glory for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn has changed. If you want to make note of our closing hymn. It's changed. We're going to be singing number 165. 165, Living for Jesus. And that's in the Brown Hymnal. So let's all stand as we sing our closing song.
Thank you.
Our benediction this morning is taken from Jen Messler, who is the director of Brethren Disaster Ministries. Let us pray. Amazing Lord, we know that you call us to serve your people. As we leave this place, may we listen to this call. May we have ears to hear the cries of those with great need and respond. May we have eyes to see opportunities to serve and love your children. May we have hands and feet that are willing to help our brothers and sisters around the world. May we have minds to creatively find ways to address needs in our community. May we have knowledge of the gifts you have given us to see where we can best utilize them to aid others. And may we have hearts to live as your servants in any way you call us to serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.